conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Discussing favorite movies with Pastor Chatfield. And I got a couple. I'm sure you may be getting to these, but I really appreciated HBO, two of them that they did that I watched actually a couple of times was John Adams. I know that's probably, is that on your list as well, Pastor Chatfield?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Let's talk about that one because I think it's kind of interesting with all the turmoil going on in Washington and what Donald Trump is doing with the donations from the private sector, adding on that big, beautiful ballroom, he calls it, compared to what John Adams and Abigail did when they moved into the White House, a little bit different times.
I suppose. David, John Adams, based on the book, called John Adams by David McCullough. Great book. Great biography. I read the book before I saw the HBO thing. Good biography. And David McCullough was a solid historian. And he made the statement that these men were men of faith. Adams was a man of faith. His wife, Abigail, a woman of faith. And it's well-researched. You just enjoy it. Now, by the way, there's nothing wrong with learning and enjoying at the same time. I have watched thousands of hours of documentaries, and I said, I need to learn more about this, that, and the other. It'd be kind of hard to watch a movie about a dramatization of Vietnam because it ended so poorly. But I certainly appreciate all the Vietnam vets. Please don't misunderstand me, but what a utter failure our political leadership was in Vietnam. Not the men, but the political leadership. That was not good, and which we'll talk about. We have talked about, but John Adams starts when he was a lawyer. He defended the men that were accused of at the Boston Massacre, and he was a solid Christian man, and was one of the leaders at the Second Continental Congress. He was the most vocal one that was advocating for a Declaration of Independence. And they talked to him about writing it, but he turned it over to Jefferson because Jefferson, he thought, was a better writer. And Jefferson was from Virginia. You got to have people from the South in favor of this. And New England was already the hotbed of patriots, but not so much in the South. So you had to have Jefferson do it, and Jefferson gets credit for writing the Declaration of Independence, although Adams was on the committee that adjusted it, and it goes through his whole basically political career. And as a vice president, he didn't like it. He says, this is the worst office anybody ever created is to be vice president. And then how he became president and how he lost it and how he was estranged from Thomas Jefferson at the end of their life, how they were able to reconcile and just kind of wrote long letters back and forth to each other, just kind of looking back at the Declaration. And they both died exact on the same day, July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 days after the Declaration of Independence. What a 50 years. What, it's providential. I mean, we thought
on the same exact day. Are you kidding me?
Yes, same exact day they died. Yeah. Very much providential. Here's another one. It's not as I only watched it once. I don't want to watch it again, but I researched it some. It's good. It's called 12 Years a Slave. The story of this guy named Solomon who was taking a trip because he was a free man, and he was in Baltimore, but then he gets kidnapped, brought south, and for 12 years he's a slave, even though he was a free man until he was finally found and released. Slavery is a terrible thing. Slavery is terrible. So it's a very accurate movie. Okay, here's one of my, as far as watching an enjoyable, Patton, 1970, the movie Patton.
It's a
story of George C. Patton, played by Scott, George C. Scott, General, and Patton was an unusual figure. I mean, he had some strange beliefs. He believed in incarnation, but he was aggressive, and he wanted to fight, and he was a hero. I mean, but he did some things he probably shouldn't have done. One of the episodes of the movie was at I think it was in Italy, that he went in, and a whole bunch of people were in there, and they were wounded, and there was this one guy that was there, and he says, what's your injury, soldier, or something to that effect? And the guy says, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just, he was what we used to call shell-shocked, and now we call PTSD.
Right.
George C. Patton takes him up, slaps him around, and kicks him like, get out of here. You're in a bunch of heroes here. You're not going to sit here. Get back to your unit. Unfortunately, there was press were there, and they wrote about it, and boy, you got in big trouble for that. I mean, there are a lot of accuracies, a lot of kind of, you know, over-dramatizations of Patton. Not really as accurate as you'd like it to be, but it was still, I enjoy it. Now, here's two of my favorites. Which one's my favorite? I'll call this my second favorite, although I don't know, maybe my first favorite. The Longest Day. The movie came out in 1962. The Longest Day is in reference to D-Day, the Longest Day. And it was kind of the longest day of the battle. And that phrase, the longest day, came from Rommel, General Rommel, German general, says this is going to be the longest day. Either we're going to stop the invasion right out here on the beach. If we don't stop it on the beach, we're not going to stop it. And so remember this about the longest day. We're coming up to June 6th. Maybe I'll talk. I probably will talk about that again. That's going to be on a Saturday, so it'll be on Friday, June 5th. But anyway, it was massive planning, incredible planning. Thousands of ships, over 200,000 men, airplane, and just massive planning and prayer went into this. And you know, we had to land. We decided to land at Normandy, and there was massive amounts of espionage and thinking this. And where were we going to land at Calais? Were we going to land at Normandy, someplace else? When were we going to do it? Were we going to do it? The weather was bad, and it categorizes the whole thing. And it does kind of give the Germans perspective on, not on the war itself, but on the battle. And by the way, so did Tora, Tora, Tora. Tora, 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 a lot of it is in Japanese, and you have to read the sub, you know. What were the Japanese thinking? They wanted to win the war, and Yamamoto says, if we don't knock them out right off the bat, we're not going to win this war, because he'd been to America. He'd studied at Harvard. We've got to knock them out. And so we understood that this invasion of D-Day was going to be it was a big deal, the longest day. In the end, even Omaha Beach, we broke through, and we got a foothold, beachhead. And then we built this harbor, and a man-made harbor, and started shipping and stuff, just one thing after another. It was a long haul yet, of course. It was over a year before the war would be over, but that was awfully important, was to, I shouldn't say over a year, it was 11 months where the war would be over in Europe, about.
Right.
So
now, did you see this a week from today, next Friday, Brandon Fraser is playing Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the movie's called Pressure. And it goes into the weather. I believe he's a weatherologist from Great Britain, was arguing with Eisenhower. And it goes into that whole historical aspect of Pressure is the name of the movie. I didn't know if you saw the advertising for it or not.
I did. And that's another movie that I could say, Ike, Countdown to D-Day, starring Tom Selleck.
Yeah,
and that was good too. I watched that two or three times. The weather was a huge deal. We postponed it one day. What's the weather like? Okay, weatherman. What's the weather? You know, and he, oh, good grief. And talking about shooting the messenger type of thing.
Sure.
But we did. The weather was, we had that window when the storm ended. We made it. Praise the Lord. Amen. We made it. And so be it. That was great. All right. My last one. And all these are good. This is Gettysburg, 1893. This was put out. I don't think you couldn't have made this movie 4 or 5 years ago. It was about the Civil War. It was put out by the guy that founded CNN, and the guy from the South, from Atlanta. What's his name? Ted Turner. And he played in the movie. Ted Turner's in the movie. It's a very small part. He's a Confederate, I think, and he dies. But nevertheless, I mean, it kind of shows both sides pretty well. Pretty well. It was the turning point of the war, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it kind of points it out. Now, I've read lots and lots and lots of stuff. Well, this wasn't accurate. That wasn't accurate. I love the, on the second day of the battle... On the second day of the battle, we had this, the Battle of Little Round Top, and it was a critical battle. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain and the 20th Maine, and they're running out of ammunition, and the Alabamians are coming up the hill, and they decide to create this, like, a swinging door. They're going to charge her out of, and my favorite moments in all cinematic history of any movie ever was... When one of his, I think it's the lieutenant, says, "You mean charge, sir?" He says, "Yeah, we're going to charge." And he says, Jeff Daniels, who plays Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, says, "The Rebs, they got to be tired. We're tired. They got to be almost out of it. Attach bayonets." So he attached bayonets to his leadership. Then he yells out real loud, I love this, "Bayonets!" And they all start putting on their bayonets, and they charge. And they stopped them. That is a critical point in history. It really is. Now, historians argue how critical. I was at Gettysburg, right at the spot. And the guide right there. Oh, what? I'll save that story till after the break.
Hold that story. Final segment of our discussion about movies with Pat Chatfield. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final discussion of today. Favorite movies. One that actually, every time I watch it, Vicky and I cry. I don't know how many times we watch it. It still triggers that emotion. Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. That movie that he did was just amazing. And the things that the actor, Jim Caviezel, went through in the actual filming of the crucifixion. Did you hear or have you ever heard about the story, him talking about what happened to him when they were filming that particular scene? Have you ever?
I've heard,
I know you've
I've
seen
heard
the movie.
Of that. No, I've not. I have a little thing about this. Somebody said, well, did you see that movie? And I always say, I read the book.
Right.
Those type of movies, even the Chosen, which it's pretty good. A lot of people have told me it's mm-hmm. good. You know what? But I've read the book. The book's the Bible. And I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it, or I'm not saying it's bad. I just have a little thing about it. I've read the book. And there's no when you watch historical movies, you say, "Well, that wasn't exactly historically accurate." The guy took artistic license there. I don't.
Sure.
But when it comes to the Bible, I'm not going to take any license whatsoever. I mean, the Bible is the infallible, inerrant Word of God, and I'm just a little have a thing about it. I don't like it too much when people. But whatever, everybody else, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just a little crazy with that. But I just, and I say that for all those movies. I have watched Ten Commandments, but even then, I think, I don't think that happened. Because it's not in the Bible. I don't even mind when they take some liberty, some license, to let us know this may not happen, you know. But
right.
I get it with movies. Historic, we don't know 100%. Let me go back to my I'm standing on Little Round Top. And you can see over where Big Round Top is. And the guide there, I says, that was guiding us. I've been to Gettysburg, I think, 6 times. And been guided and read and so on and so forth. I said, do you think this is where the war was won or lost right here? How important was this? And he said, oh, no, I don't think this is overdone. The biggest part of the battle was when the Union held Cemetery Hill on the first day of the battle. So, wow. Okay. Well, what do you say to that there, Pastor Chatfield? I don't know. All I know is that other historians have said, and I'm inclined to believe, that if we fall there and that our line is caves in and the south flanks us there, I mean, all the way back into the city of Gettysburg, the whole thing collapses. And if we lose Gettysburg, if my take is this, if we lose this battle up here in Little Round Top, and if our line caves, if we are flanked, and the North has to flee, retreat from Gettysburg, and if we leave Washington, D.C. exposed, and Lee goes south and threatens D.C., we probably lose the war. I think that's true. And because it's not just even militarily true. Even though Washington, D.C. at the time was by far the most protected city on earth with all the guns and men that we had there. That's true. But just being threatened, the political climate in the country, losing Gettysburg, there'd been such a clamor for peace. I think people would have said the Northern Democrats would have said, let them go. Let the South go. It's not worth it. I think that's true. I think if we lose this little battle, this small part of the Battle of Gettysburg, a little Round Top, then we get flanked, and then we lose Gettysburg, and then Washington, D.C. is threatened, and the political climate turns, I think we lose the war. I think we have separate nations. I think the history of the world is totally different. It's a big deal. That's my view. Even though that guy told me he thought Cemetery Hill on day one was more important. So be it.
Right.
And there's always different historical opinions on all these things. There's always a difference of opinion.
Well, like you said, we weren't there. So you have to rely on people telling people, you know, family members that were there telling others, and hopefully somebody documents it and turns it into a book. But God only knows. It's what I look at it.
In the end, but it is good to know history. And these movies, Gettysburg, Longest Day, you know, they are mostly accurate, as close as you can get. But then you have to create some interpersonal things and embellish a little to make people watch the movie.
Sure.
It just is kind of the way it is. In all those movies, some more, some less. Like Patton, there was a lot of embellishments. It's a good movie. I like it. There's a lot of truth, but boy, when I watch those movies, I'm trying to read up as I watch it. Did that really happen? Did he really say that? And there's a lot of conversations you kind of insert. It's kind of the way it goes.
Pretty interesting. And also, more are coming. I'm being told that people are starting to realize there is a market for these movies. We'll see how well the movie Pressure does at the box office.
I will watch that, because I've already know that there was a lot of pressure on those meteorologists trying to determine, was there going to be a window open that we can land on the beaches of Normandy? We'd already called it off once. Man, we needed to go on June 6th.
Well, one thing that will definitely happen is church services this Sunday from 11 to noon here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield preaching from the pulpit. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s.